Today's Amud is Yevamos Memvav Amen Aleph. We're holding on Memhei Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Halakeach Eved Min Ha'Oivei Koichavim. If somebody buys an Eved Kanani from a guy, so there's a guy Sha'Eved, and a person buys him off of a guy. And V'Kadam Utava L'Shem Ben Chayrin. This guy Sha'Eved, this Eved Kanani, he goes and he goes to the mikvah, L'Shem Geirus, he goes to be a Ben Chayrin. The halacha is that Kana Atzmai Ben Chayrin, that through this Eved going to the mikvah, he actually acquires himself as a freed man, even though the Jew just bought him. The Jew doesn't own him anymore. You would say, what do you mean? The Jew owns him. How does the Eved have any right to just make himself into a ger and to go free? Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because Oivei Koichavim Gufa Lo Kanile. When a guy owns an Eved, a guy could have an Eved Kanani, but the halacha is that when a guy has an Eved Kanani, he doesn't own the guf of the guy. He has rights over the guy. But he doesn't actually own the guf of the guy. He just gets his pay rights. He just gets the work that he gets the profit from the work that he does. But he doesn't actually own him physically. Mamela, when a yid buys this Eved from a guy, so my dekani lay hu demakni lay li Yisrael. It's only whatever the guy, the first guyish owner had over the Eved, that's what he has the ability to sell the Yisrael. So all the Yisrael buys when he buys the guy, when he buys the Eved off of the guy, is the rights to the pay rights of the Eved. He doesn't actually buy the Eved. Meaning, as opposed to when a Yisrael would go up to, if a Yisrael would go up to a guy and say, I'm buying you as an Eved, so then he has a kinyan on this actual guf. And then if the guy would go and want to be tayvel, it wouldn't work. But over here, he doesn't actually own the guf of the Eved, because all he did was buy whatever the guy had off of him. So since a guy doesn't have a kinyan a guf in the Eved, all he has is the kinyan pay rice. Mamela, when the yid buys from the guy the Eved, when he buys the Eved from the guy, so he doesn't have a kinyan guf, all he has is a kinyan pay rice. Mamela, v'kevan dekadam v'taval, l'shem ben chayrin, since the guy goes, and he goes to the mikvah as a ben chayrin, he goes to be a freed person, to be a ger, so So through that, he actually removes his shibud. Through his conversion, he actually now removes his shibud. Even though he had a shibud to the yid who bought him, once he goes to the mikvah, so that itself makes him that he loses his shibud. And we find a similar concept, Kedarava, like Rava said, though, or the same concept really, the Rav, the Amar Rava taught us that if Hekdesh Chametz is Shichur, Mafkiyan Midei Shibud. So the Ikar reason why we're bringing this is because of Shichur. Shichur is talking about this type of case, that Shichur is able to remove a Shibud. That when so really it's a similar case. The case is like this. If let's say you have a person, Reuven borrows money from Shimon. And Reuven borrows money from Shimon, and he gives him as collateral, so he designates his Eved Kanani that he's going to give to Shimon in the event that Reuven doesn't end up paying back Shimon, so he'll give him the Eved. But then Reuven frees the Eved, so the halacha is that Shichur removes the lien, removes the Shibud. Now Shimon can no longer collect the Eved, even if Reuven declines on the loan, he doesn't have the ability to pay back Shimon the money, still Shimon cannot go ahead and collect the Eved, because Shichur is Mafki and Midei Shibud, when the guy goes free, when the Eved goes free, so that takes away any sort of lien, and that's the same thing in our case. Hekdesh and Chametz are talking about also similar types of cases. Hekdesh is referring to a case where Reuven borrowed money from Shimon again. Reuven borrowed money from Shimon, and he designated something as collateral to give to Shimon in the event that Shimon that Reuven can't pay Shimon back the money. And then Reuven goes and he's makdish, he makes the thing into hekdish, so that also makes it that it loses the shibud. And Chametz is talking about a case, Reuven borrows money from a guy, and Reuven borrows money from the guy, and then it's chametz sha'avar alav es ha-pesach, the thing that he gave him as collateral, he gave him something chametz as collateral, and then it was chametz sha'avar alav es ha-pesach, comes Pesach, and now the chametz becomes aser. So now that removes the shibud, it's no longer Reuven's chametz anymore, and that also removes the shibud. But again, in yaneinu, so shichur, that's one of the things that will naturally remove a shibud. But mainly in this case, where a yid buys an eved off of a guy, and the eved goes, and he goes to the mikvah, so that actually is going to make him go free, and now the Yisrael loses his shibud on the eved. However, Masav Rav Chista, asked Rav Chista, is that really true? He could just go free. A yid who has an eved, if the eved goes to the mikvah, So now the Eved's going to go free. But Maisa, but Blurias Hagiyares. But we have a story with Blurias Hagiyares. Bluria Hagiyares. She was becoming a Giyares. Shekadmu Avadeha Utavlu Lefaneha. Her Avadim found out that she's about to convert. She's about to become a Jewess. And they decided they're going to go to the mikvah right before she converts. And they went to the mikvah. Uba Maisa Lefnei Chachamim. The story came in front of the Chachamim. Va'amru, and the Chachamim paskind that that they, being that they went to the mikvah before she ever converted, so they actually now get to go free. Now they get to go free. So what do you see from here? That lefaneha in lachareha lai. The only reason why they go free is because they went to the mikvah before Bluria converted. But if they would go to the mikvah after Bluria converted, so just the fact that a yid buys an eved, that automatically makes it a kinyan aguf, even though the yid never brought the eved into the mikvah yet. L'shem avdus. It's not like he fully finished this kinyan. Still, you see from this braisa, you see from this story with Bluria, that the etzem fact that a yid has ownership over an eved is automatically makes it into a kinyan aguf, and the eved has no rights to go to the mikvah. It's only because in this story they went to the mikvah lefaneha. It's only because they went before her conversion, that's why they went free. But if they would go after the conversion, so then they would not get to go free. So it's a kash on what we said before, that even after the yid buys the eved, if the eved goes to the mikvah, the eved goes free. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Says the Gemara, Amarava, you have a diag, but it's not exactly the way you're making it. It's lefaneha bein bistam bein b'mefurish. When the Eved would go to the mikvah before the conversion, so then there's something unique about that. But what's unique is not just that it works, it's that it works no matter what the Eved's kavana was, even if they went stam. For sure, if they went and they were mefarish, that they're going l'shem geirus, l'shem cheirus, but even if they go stam, just the fact that they go into the mikvah, that automatically makes them free. However, l'achareha, but after the conversion, so then once the eved belongs to a yid, so then it's b'mefurish in b'stam lai. So then it's only if the eved goes into the mikvah b'mefurish, he's being mefarish, and he states explicitly that he's doing it l'shem geirus, l'shem cheirus, so then he's going to go free. But if he just goes in stam, then it's not going to work. And then we could add, but if a yid mamish buys an eved and has him go to the mikvah l'shem avdus and has a full kinyan over him, so then there's nothing the eved could do anymore. Now it's already gufay kanoi, then already there would be nothing that the eved could do. But before that happens, it's just the fact that it's owned by the yid, but if a guy, let's say, sold the eved to a yid, or if the yid was someone who converted, so then there's this idea that only if the eved goes in and is mefarish, then he's going to go free, but if he goes in stam, then he won't go free. And if the eved's an eved of a guy, mamash, a complete guy, so then even without being mefarish, even stam, the eved goes into the mikvah, the eved goes free. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Avya, Leishanu El Beloikeach Min Oivikechavim. This halacha, like we just spoke out, is only true when a person buys an eved from a guy or by a ger. Aval, however, Oivikechavim Gufei. If let's say a yid buys the guy from himself, a yid goes up to a guy and pays him money to be his eved. So then he has a full fledged kinyan, and then there's nothing the ger could do about it. Then there's nothing the eved could do about it. The pasuk says, V'gam ibn it says also from the Goyim, so you could acquire from them. This is the idea of buying an Eved. You could buy an Eved from the Goyim. So we darsha from the Pasuk that Atem Kainim Mehem, that you're able to buy them, v'loy heim kainim mikem, but they can't buy you. There's no such thing as a guy buying a yid. V'loy heim kainim zemizah, and there's no such thing even as a guy buying a guy. You could have a kinyan pay rice, but you can't have ownership over the person, as the Gemara is about to explain. Says the Gemara, those are the klalim of the braisa. It says that you could buy a guy cannot buy a yid, and a guy cannot buy a guy. So it says the Gemara like this, v'loy heim kainim mikem, it says that they can't buy you. What does it mean that a guy can't buy a yid? Ilema lemaisa yadav, it means he can't even buy a yid's the right to his maisa yadayim, to his payrois. Is that really true? A guy can't buy a yid and say that I'm going to get all the profits that you make? Atu avikuchavim leikani leisrael lemaisa yadav. Is that really true? A guy can't buy from a yid le'inyan his ma'isi yadayim vaksim. But the pasuk says that if a yid's very poor and he has to sell himself, so it could get to the point where oy le'eker mishpachas ger, he's going to have to sell himself to the family of a ger. Va'amar mar, and mar explained that mishpachas ger zeh oivik chavim, it refers to a yid who's forced, he's so poor that he has to sell himself to the family of a ger, means to sell himself to a guy. So you see, a yid couldn't sell himself to a guy. It must be that what the Braisa meant before is that a guy can't buy a yid. It means not that he can't buy him any ma'isi yadayim. Avad, he could own his ma'isi yadayim. It means he can't own his guf. That's impossible. The Kama Rachmana in the Torah is telling us in the previous drasha that even though a guy can't buy a yid, atem kind of mehem, you could buy a guy. So what does it mean, you could buy a guy? If a guy can't buy a yid, means lenin gufe. So if you could buy a guy, it means afilu gufe, that you could buy a guy, it means even a kinyan aguf. So you see that when Yisrael buys a guy, he could even have a kinyan aguf inside the guy, and the male of the guy won't be able to just go to the mikveh and go free. Paruch Rav Acha, however, asked, that ema bekaspu betfila. This is not really a raya that a guy, that a yid could have a kinyan aguf in an eved kanani, because maybe when the pasuk says that he could have a kinyan aguf, it doesn't just mean by buying him with money. It means only if he buys him and he tivels him. So there's no raya from here. It could be really when a yid buys a guy from the guy himself, so then he's not dead, he does not have a kinyan aguf. It's only if he then also puts him into the mikveh, that's when he has a kinyan aguf. So says the Gemara Kasha that's taka true, meaning there is no raya from here. Lamaisa though, I believe in the halacha, it's still true that if a yid buys a guy from a guy, so then, meaning from himself, so then he has a kinyan aguf even without tefillah. Even without tefillah, he'll have a kinyan aguf. Tefillah would only be needed in a case where Yisrael buys an eved from a guy. If you buy an eved from a guy, so then the guy is only able to sell you what he has, which is only a kinyan aperis, kinyan b'maisi yadav. But male, then you would have to take him to the mikvah in order to upgrade that into a kinyan aguf. But if Yisrael would buy an eved directly from himself, so then it would even be a kinyan aguf, even without tvila. Amar Shmuel, says Shmuel, that anytime a yid buys an eved from a guy, so he has to put him into the mikvah in order to finalize his kinyan, to have a kinyan aguf. So when he brings him into the mikvah, he has an issue. Because if he brings him to the mikvah, he shows him the door, the eved is just going to go into the mikvah, and he's going to say, now I'm free. So how do you bring him into the mikvah in a way that he remains your eved? Says Shmuel, "V'tzarach l'takfei b'mayim." You have to force him into the water. If you force him into the water, so then he has no ability to say, "Oh, I'm going l'shem ben chayrin. I'm going l'shem chayris." He has no right to say that. He's being forced into the water. So the way you put him into the water, the way you tivel him, when you want to have that kinyan aguf, when you buy him from a guy, is you have to force him into the water. Ki hayda minyamin avdi de Ravashi, like the story with Minyamin, the servant, the eved of Ravashi, that ba'al l'tabule, Ravashi wanted to be tivel him. So mastering the olayu l'ravino l'ravacha b'rei de Rava. So he gave him over into Ravina. He gave him over to Ravina and Rav Acha b'rei de Rava to take care of the tefillah. And Amar Lahu, and he said to them, he warned them when he gave him over. He warned them, and he said that Chazu, make sure, see to it, Diminaychu kabeisalei. Make sure you give him a good tefillah and make sure that he remains my eved. Diminaychu kabeisalei. Because if not, I'm gonna be taivea you, and then I'm gonna be taivea you. Make sure you do it right. So Lamai said they did it right. What did they do? Ramule arvesa betzavare. They put a yoke around his neck. They tied a rope around his neck. And arpule litzamsimule. And they loosened it and then they tightened it. What does that mean? Why did they loosen it and tighten it? Explains the Gemara that arfule ki echidule havi chatzitza. When they put him into the water, they made sure to loosen it for a moment, so that the water should get in between the rope and Binyamin's neck, so that the rope shouldn't be a chatzitza. And then Simson ulek yechiduloy lakdem v'leimo lehu l'shem ben chayrin anitayva. And then they tightened it so that it should be takfei b'mayim. They tightened it so that he couldn't get out and say that, oh, I really went into the mikveh l'shem ben chayrin. He can't say that now because now he was forced into the water. He had a rope tied tightly around his neck. And says the Gemara even more than that, that Bahadi the Dali Reisha Mimaya, as soon as he picked up his head from the water, he got out of the water, so Anhu Le Zulta Detina Areshe. They dumped a bucket, not they dumped it, but they placed a bucket of cement on top of his head, and Mamish right away made him get to work. Va'amrulain, they said to him, Zil Amti Lebe Marach, go bring it to your master. They didn't want to give him even a moment to even give any sort of taina that he was a Ben Chayre. They told him right away, go work, go bring this to your master. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Amar Le Rav Papa Le Rava. Rav Papa said to Rava that Chazi Mar Hani Debe Rav Papa Bar Abba. You see these people of in the family of Papa Bar Abba. The Yav Zuzei LeInshi LeChargayu. That what they do is they have an interesting business. What they do is they pay off people's taxes. Umeshabdiluhu, and they take them as avadim. Meaning the government had certain taxes. Everybody was responsible to pay a certain tax. Some people couldn't pay the tax. So some people couldn't pay the tax. So what happened was, is the family of Papa Bar Abba, what they would do is they would go to these families that couldn't pay the tax, and they would tell them, we'll pay the tax for you. We'll pay the tax for you, and you'll, in return, you'll be our avadim. And that's what they would do. That's what they had a business. They would go and pay off people's taxes, and then they would take the person who they were paying for as a slave. So Yav Zuzei L'Inshi L'Charagayu, they would pay off people's taxes, Umeshab Dibuhu, and take them as avadim. So we asked the Shaila that Kinaf, is this like a real avdus? If let's say the eved, the family would want to free the eved, would they need to give the eved a get shechra? Would they need to mamash give them again a document, a shtar, saying that the eved is freed, which is the halacha when a person has an eved kanani, he has to free him, he has to give him a get shechra. So the shaila is did that apply to these types of avadim? Is this like a real legal thing? The government has a right to really take the taxes. What's the halacha over here? Meaning maybe you could say that maybe the government doesn't really have a right to do this, and mamela they have no right to take the eved, to take the guy as a slave. What's the halacha? So Amar Lei, so Rava said back, again this was a question that Rapapa asked Rava. So Rava said back that Iku Shrivi Lay Amri Luchu Hamilsa, that's a good thing I'm alive, if I wasn't around, so nobody would be able to tell you the following. I heard it myself, I'm alive, Baruch Hashem, and I could tell you that Hachi Amar Rav Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes paskin about the Shaila, he said that Mahorkayu Dahani Betafsa de Malka Manach. That the chaysem avdus, the stamp that they're an eved of these people is in the chest of the king. Meaning, dina de malchusa dina, that yes, the king has the right to, the government has the right to charge a tax, and being that they have the right to charge the tax, they have the right to say that a person who doesn't pay the tax, he has to be an eved. And the Beira Papa was in this business, and instead of being an eved to the government, they would pay off the taxes and take the guy as an eved for themselves. But it's 100% legally binding because dina de malchusa dina umalka amer mandul yahiv karga, and the king says, the government says, that if a person doesn't pay the tax and someone else pays for them, so mishtabe lemand yahiv karga, so they have to be an eved for the one who pays the tax. And being that the king had, the government has such a law, so mamela it's binding, it's a real avdus, and mamela if they would want to free one of these avadim, so they would need to get shechver. Rav Chiya bar Abba iklo legavla. Says the Gemara story that Rav Chiya bar Abba once went to visit Gavla, and Chaza b'nais Yisrael de ma'aver migerim shemalu v'loy tavlu, and he saw that there were Jewish women that had become pregnant from gerim shemalu v'loy tavlu, that they did milah l'shem gerus, but they never went to the mikvah. And we're going to see later, at least the way we paskin, is that a ger shemalu v'loy tavlu is kilu leimal. A ger has to do milah, and he also has to do tefillah. If he just does milah and he does not do tefillah, so the gerus is completely invalid. He needs both milah and tefillah. And there was these women that they had become pregnant from Gayim, from Gerim, they only did Mila and they did not do Tefillah. So for all halachic purposes, at least in Yenenu, so they're considered like Gayim. V'chaza, another thing he saw was V'chaza Chamer di Yisrael. He saw wine of Yidin, the Mazgi Ayvdei Kechavim, that was being poured, diluted by Gayim, V'shasu Yisrael, and Yidin were drinking it, the problem of the Ayin Nesach. And then the third thing he saw was V'chaza Gaza Tormusin Deshalki Avde Kechavim. He saw these beans that Goyim were cooking, and Va'achli Yisrael, and Yidim were eating it, a problem of Bishul Nachri, or we'll see. V'loy Amar Luhu V'loy Midi. And Lemaisa, when Rav Chiya Bar Abba saw this, he didn't say anything. Also, Lekamed Rabbi Yechanan, he came in front of Rabbi Yechanan, he reported to Rabbi Yechanan what he saw, and Amar Le, Rabbi Yechanan told him that you didn't do the right thing. Say, go back and go out. V'hechriz al b'neihem she mamzerim, and announce about their children that the children are mamzerim. V'al yena mishum yayin nesach, and that the wine has a problem of yayin nesach. V'al termusan mishum bishulei ayvdei kechavim, and on the beans that they're a problem of bishul nachri. The lashon of the Gemara is bishul ayvdei kechavim. It's lebayis. It's any guy, even if he's not a ayvid of a dezara. Mishum bishul nachri levisheinim bnei tayra. And he said that you should only tell them this, even though really technically it's mutter. It's really not a problem of bishul nachri, but tell them that it's a problem of bishul nachri because they're not really bnei tayra and they're not going to understand the nuances of the halacha so well. If you tell them it's mutter, they're going to end up being matter more things that are takaser. So tell them that this is also a problem of Bishul Nachri, even though it's really not a problem, as the Gemara will explain. So the Gemara explains each one. Al-Bneihem Shehim Mamzerim, Rabbi Yechanan said to announce about their children that they're Mamzerim. Why? Why are the children Mamzerim? If they were born from Gerim Shemalu V'le Tavlu, why does that make the children Mamzerim? So this is where it comes into our Sugya. Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yechanan is L'Tamei, Rabbi Yechanan is L'Shitasai, Da'am Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yechanan L'Oilam Ein Ger Ad Shimo V'yitbo. First of all, Rabbi Yechanan Shita, like we said, is the way we paskin, is that a ger who does mila, but he did not yet do tefillah, so his gerus is invalid. He's not yet a ger. Mimela, since these gerim did not go to the mikvah, so they're considered full-fledged gayim. And then, Rabbi Yechanan, and then we have another member from Rabbi Yechanan, which complements this one, that Avi Kechavim ve'evad abo bas Yisrael, v'ad namzer, that Rabbi Yechanan Shita is that when a guy has a child together with a Jewish woman, that the child's a mamzer. So that's why he said, announce about their children, that they're mamzerim. Because first of all, they were maluv le'tavlu, which Rabbi Yechanan holds is not a good geirus. And second of all, Rabbi Yechanan holds that the guy who has a child with a Jewish woman, the child's a mamzer. So announce about their children, that they're mamzerim. V'ayena mishum yayin nesach. And you should announce about their wine that it's a problem of Yayin Nesach, even though all they did was dilute it. Even so, it's not really Mamish Yayin Nesach, but Mishom Leich Leich Amrina Nezira Sechar Sechar Lechayim Alei Sikrav. It's based off of a principle that don't go close to Averis. So it's like a mashal that we say by a Nazir, we tell him that just like a Nazir, that since the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so we tell him Leich Leich Amrina Nezira, we tell the Nazir, don't go by the vineyard, Sechar Sechar, go around the Karmelai Sikrav, don't go into the vineyard. Since he's not allowed to drink wine, we tell him don't even enter into the vineyard, even though technically there's nothing wrong with entering a vineyard. So too over here, technically this one mamish make a Yayin Nesach, but it's getting a little bit close, so therefore announce about their wine and it's Yayin Nesach. And then the third thing he said was to tell them that the beans that the Goyim were cooking and the Yidim were eating it, tell them that it's actually a problem of Bishul Nachri because they're not B'nai Taira. So the Gemara right away is Medayek HaB'nai Taira Shari. Smashma, that if they were B'nai Taira, so then Be'etzem, the beans were Mutter. It's not a problem of Bishul Nachri. It's only because they're not B'nai Taira, he told them that it's a problem. But if they would be B'nai Taira, meaning really strictly speaking, it is Kasher. It's not Bishul Nachri. Why isn't it Bishul Nachri? Ask the Gemara. V'amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Mishmei the Rav Kol Hanechal K'mayshu Chai Im Boi Mishum Bishulei Yavdi Kechavim. The way you get out of Bishul Nachri when a guy cooks something, the exception is that something which could be eaten raw, so then there's no problems of Bishul Nachri. If a guy cooks an apple for you, since you could cook an apple, you could eat an apple raw, so there's nothing wrong with eating the cooked apple. Something that could be eaten raw, so there's no problem. If a guy cooks it, it's not going to be a problem of Bishul Nachri. But the question is now, ask the Gemara, v'hatormus enoi nechul kamay shuchai. But these beans, you can't eat them raw. You can't eat the beans raw, you have to cook it a lot. And mamela, it should be a problem of Bishul Nachri. Hatormus enoi nechul kamay shuchai, v'yesma mishum bishulei avdei kechavim. So it should be a problem of Bishul Nachri. So why did Rabbi Eichnan say it's only because they're not b'nei Taira that it's a problem? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yechanan is ki'idach lishna spirulei. Rabbi Yechanan holds of a different lashon in the Gemara, in the Sugya Bishul Nachri, the Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Mishmei the Rav, that kol she'ein ayla shulchan malachim le'echel ba'es ha'past, ein bo'i mishum bishulei avdi kechavim. That there's another exception to Bishul Nachri. Besides something which can be eaten raw, There's only a problem of Bishul Nachri by something which is Eilal Shulchan Malachim that they eat it together in their Sudas. But something which is Ein Eilal Shulchan Malachim, L'Echol Bayas HaPas, something that a king doesn't eat at his Suda, he doesn't eat it together with his bread, so then Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Avdei Kechavim. Such a food which is not chashev enough to be Eilal Shulchan Malachim, so then there's no problems of Bishul Nachri. And Mameila, the same thing with these beans. Since these beans were not Eilal Shulchan Malachim, so Me'ikra Adin, there was no problem of a Bishul Nachri, the timer they ain't a B'nai Taira. It's only because they weren't B'nai Taira, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said to Asa the beans, Ha B'nai Taira Shari, but if they had been B'nai Taira, so then the beans would have taken been Mutter, and they would not have had a problem of Bishul Nachri.